Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, heading into this hour's guest interview segment. And this morning for the interview segment, doing something a little different, I wanted to reach out to all of our local state senators and representatives and get a comment from them in regards to COVID-19, and more specifically the direction that the state and the county level have both gone in the way they have handled COVID-19 with the recent public health orders. And each senator and representative sent in a comment, including Senator Fred Baldwin, Senator Dan Dockstetter, Representative Jim Roscoe, Representative Evan Simpson, and Representative-elect Scott Heiner, each with their own comments and differing opinions among our local legislative body as well. So let's begin. We'll start out with our two senators, first with Fred Baldwin, then Dan Dockstetter, followed by Representatives Jim Roscoe, Evan Simpson, and Representative-elect Scott Heiner. Here is Senator Fred Baldwin and his statement regarding COVID-19 and public health orders both locally and at the state level.
This is Senator Fred Baldwin of Wyoming State Senate District 14 with some thoughts about our current pandemic, the state and county mandates, and respective others. A few points I'd like to make as we go through. Number one, COVID-19 is not the flu. It's much more dangerous with long-term implications to lungs, kidneys, heart, and other body systems that are being discovered as we move into this pandemic further. Number two, the vaccines that are coming out are safe and very effective, but should be a choice and not mandated in the state level. The exception would be in industries or employers such as healthcare, hospitals, etc., much like hepatitis immunization, influenza immunization, measles, mumps, and rubella immunizations that are mandatory at the current time in those industries. Number three, this is a public health issue. It is not a political conspiracy. It should be treated as a public health issue. Once this pandemic subsides, it will be appropriate to do a post-pandemic tailboard, as we call it in the fire service, review and critique and making of a future plan. In that tailboard, public health, government, members of the public, and anyone interested should be invited and involved in making those future plans and seeing things that were done right and things that were done wrong. It is never appropriate to do this in the middle of a situation or in the middle of a disaster. Rather, when we get to the end of this, which we will, it will be the appropriate time to make the appropriate changes. Number four, get off of social media for your information source. Most of what we find on social media, without naming the name of the social media source, is inflammatory and largely unreliable. Society has never benefited or moved forward by labeling, name-calling, or threats. Number five, I don't believe the state mandates or the county mandates are unconstitutional. I believe that the governor, working with the public health officer, have the authority and the obligation to protect Wyoming's citizens. If there's a change that needs to be made to change that authority, the legislature can take a look at that, but I think that's a deeper discussion that needs to be looked at in the tailboard process. Finally, we're all fatigued by this pandemic. Nobody planned 2020 to play out this way. I never expected to have my business closed 7 of the last 9 months and with only limited capacity the other months. I never expected to have friends or family be crippled or die from COVID-19. I grow more weary from the increasing intolerance of each other that I witness each day. The intolerance of difference of opinion makes me very weary. Respect and kindness need to make a comeback. Working together will benefit us much more than the divisiveness we are seeing at the moment.
And now, Senator Dan Dockstetter, Senate District 16.
First, I express appreciation to our two Lincoln County hospitals for executing plans that would address current and necessary health care needs while attending to the COVID-diagnosed patients that required immediate care, sustained outpatient care, and rapid transfers in life-threatening situations. Second, I commend and join our county officials, the commissioners, attorney, and sheriff, as they find a balance that acknowledges the importance of personal choice and public safety. Essentially, the message is that an individual's liberties will remain intact, but also a request to please consider the health and welfare of your neighbor. You can read their entire statements and letters in the November 25th, 2020 edition of the Star Valley Independent. In the meantime, various legislative proposals are in the works, including my own, to review health and safety laws considered to be archaic. My interest centers around small Wyoming businesses that had to deal with closure orders earlier this year. For a time, select business owners were unable to make a living for themselves and their families. I conclude with a statement from one friend in the banking business. Our nation is built on a free market economy and is not designed for closure. Senator Dan Doxeter, Senate District 16, Lincoln, Teton, and Sublette Counties.
This is Jim Roscoe. I represent Northern Lincoln, Western Teton, and Northern Sublette Counties, along with Senator Dan Doxeter, who does all the heavy lifting, of course. But thanks for asking the question, my view on the new public health orders and wearing masks. With the strong COVID-19 surge, I think the governor had to do something. I don't think it was any way meant to be heavy-handed, but I think he feels that this public health order is one way to help our economy improve at a faster rate when we are all dealing with this pandemic. Also, keep our kids in school, and most importantly, to save lives. Before this surge, I thought we were doing okay. I had a hard time wearing a mask. I always forgot mine. But now I have one in almost every pocket. And I noticed in grocery stores, too, when initially there was a lot of the COVID-19 being spread, and that was documented. And since then, almost everyone that I see are wearing masks these days. So when I thought about it more, Wyoming does have some great individual freedoms. We also have made rules to protect our fellow citizens. We have the right to drink alcoholic beverages, but we've also protected our fellow citizens by making it illegal to drink and drive. Also, all my life I've seen doctors wearing masks protecting not themselves, but their patients, and it's just standard. So I do stand behind the governor's new public health orders. Hopefully it's only for a short period of time. These are tough and unusual times, and I think we all need to pull together as a state. So I almost think of it as the old cowboy courtesy of protecting your neighbor during tough times. Thank you.
For those just joining us, we are again tuning in to statements and comments submitted by each of our local legislative body, including state senators and representatives, including Senator Fred Baldwin, Senator Dan Doxeter, and we just heard from Representative Jim Roscoe. Now Representative Evan Simpson from House District 21, followed by Representative-elect Scott Heiner from House District 13.
Thank you for allowing me to weigh in on this issue. I've received many emails with opinions from one side to the other. This issue has clearly divided our state and community. I am not supportive of the state or county mandating restrictions on our personal lives. We live in Wyoming because we value the freedoms and liberties afforded to us in this rural state. I suspect I'm like most Wyomingites who do not want the government telling us how to live our lives. With that said, I recognize the severity of this pandemic. In our valley, there are those who have lost a loved one to this terrible virus. My heart goes out to them. The mortality rate of this virus is not what it was with the Spanish flu in 1918. If it was, I think we would all look at things differently. I think wearing a mask should be a personal choice and not something that is forced upon us. I know people who have had COVID and didn't even know it. I also know people who could easily die if they contracted it. Yes, people are responsible for taking the appropriate precautions for their own health, but we can be supportive and respectful towards them. I believe that wearing a mask should remain a personal choice, so when I go out in public, I choose to wear a mask out of respect for others that have concerns. This is a tough situation for all Wyoming citizens to be in, but we have to do what is best for our friends and neighbors. Beyond the health issue, we are in a terrible financial crisis, and many jobs are at risk everywhere. Our state is facing a massive budget shortfall. We have to keep Wyoming open and people working. I will do all I can to keep our businesses, our schools, and our churches open. Trying to please everyone on this mask issue will be impossible. Until this pandemic passes, I implore everyone to be respectful of each other and work together to get through this winter and look forward to a brighter 2021.
This is Scott Heiner, Representative-elect for House District 18. The Wyoming Constitution in Article 2, Section 38 says, quote, "Each competent adult shall have the right to make his or her own health care decisions," unquote. That same section also says in Part C, quote, "The legislature may determine reasonable and necessary restrictions on the rights granted under this section to protect the health and general welfare of the people, or to accomplish the other purposes set forth in the Wyoming Constitution. The state of Wyoming shall act to preserve these rights from undue governmental infringement," unquote. This section was ratified by a voice of the people on November 6, 2012, at a general election. Notice that it does only give the legislature the responsibility and authority to reasonably make restrictions on the rights laid out by the Wyoming Constitution. It does not give the right to a Wyoming Health Department official, nor even to the governor, to do that. Our health orders that we are receiving from our Wyoming Health Department and our governor has cost many individuals lost income and forced businesses to fail. We need to stand up for our liberties, our rights, and our freedoms as granted by our Wyoming Constitution. During this year in 2020, we went from being a free nation to being one that we are told to when we could go to school. We were told when we could go to church. We were told that we couldn't visit our grandparents and we couldn't pay respect to a loved one during their funeral. I choose to wear a mask out of respect for others, but that is a choice I make of my own free will, not by government mandate. We need to stand strong for our freedoms during this time of trial and test. Thank you.
Once again, we have just heard Senator Fred Baldwin and Senator Dan Dockstetter, along with Representatives Jim Roscoe and Evan Simpson, and Representative-elect Scott Heiner, sharing their views on the recent public health orders enacted in regards to COVID-19. Each of these comments will be uploaded online at svinews.com/radio and on the SVI News app, as well as written out in the coming days online at svinews.com and in the Star Valley Independent.